Moses had been gone for 1,400 years, and the prophet Elijah for over 900 years. Moses, you remember, Moses' body had been buried by God in an unknown grave, while Elijah had been spared death and miraculously ascended up into heaven in a fiery chariot and a whirlwind. Now the scriptures teach very plainly that Jesus Christ is the Savior from sin of all who put their trust in Him. He died on a Roman cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. And as recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, well, let's go there. Acts chapter 1. First chapter of the book of Acts. I begin reading now in verse 6. When they being the apostles, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his power, but ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. Now, beloved, do these three historical events that took place 1,400, 900, and 2,000 plus years ago, this trinity in time, if you will, do they excite you as much as they do me?
Yes, sir.
Do they? Do they excite you as much as they do me? You say, well, you're an old guy, and you know, you get excited easily. And that's true, I guess. But let me tell you something. To me, it brings great assurance in the accuracy that we find in this book, that God is in absolute control, that God is in total charge of human history. From the creation of Adam until this very second. With that in mind, turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 17. 17th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. We begin our reading with verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bring them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make thee three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias, or Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, the voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And Jesus came and touched them, and said, "Arise and be not afraid." And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, only Jesus. Here, my beloved friends, we see recorded the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here now is the very God of creation in all his glory. Yes. Shining forth as the sun that he spoke into existence. Think about it. Can you imagine these three men? The sight. Shining forth as the sun. Here we see Adam's creator accompanied by two other men. Amen? That's what we see. Moses. Moses, to whom he gave the law, and Elijah. Elijah, one of the greatest of the Old Testament prophets. Here we see, my friends, the mystery of God's plan for his human image through the sacred trinity of three distinct human eras. To vanquish Satan and sin and death for those who believe the words in this holy book and the Christ it proclaims as Savior. Three distinct periods of time. Moses, the law. Elijah, the prophets. And Jesus Christ, the church. The church is, after all, according to this book, the living body of Jesus Christ. It's hard for us to fathom. Amen?
Amen.
We're human. It's hard for us to grasp this truth. What an amazing truth. What an exciting thing to be one of God's chosen people. What a bunch out here. God's chosen people, if you're trusting Jesus as your Savior. Deserving? No. No. But because of grace, God's son, God's daughter. To know that whether it is like, and James, I thought about you when I was writing this, and me, some of the others, but James came to mind. To know that whether it is like Moses, we die and are buried, or whether it's like Elijah, we are taken up alive into heaven at Christ's second coming. That whether it's 1,400 years or 900 years or next year, God is in absolute and control of it all. What an amazing fact. We go through life worrying about paying bills, we go through life worrying about getting a job, we go through life worrying about sickness and health. What is wrong with us? Joy, unspeakable Am I going too far?
No.
Think of the awe and amazement of Peter, James, and John at the transfiguration of Jesus Christ recorded in Matthew's Gospel. Moses, the one God chose to lead the exodus of his people out of Egyptian bondage, conversing with Jesus, who came to seek and save we who are lost from the bondage of sin. The one to whom the law was given and who led God's people to the promised land. And Elijah, the prophet who called down the fire of God upon the altar on Mount Carmel and who prophesied God's judgment on the hypocrites and false preachers. We are born again believers of Christ. We are the living body today, right this minute. If you're here trusting Christ, if you've been born of the Spirit of God, right this minute, we are here, saved by Jesus, who fulfilled the law for us. Amen. And the promises of the prophets still to come. Some of those promises. This Easter we celebrate God's plan. First of all, the law delivered to us by Moses and the promise of a Savior delivered to us by the prophets, and finally the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who fulfilled that law for us and is coming again to gather us unto himself for eternity. For eternity. World without end. The new heaven, the new earth, wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness. Have you trusted this Jesus? I pray you have. Interestingly, we just sang the hymn I wanted to close with. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. Amen? I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I was talking with a young man this morning. How many say, you know, he fainted? You know, there are those seminaries that preach today and teach today those very questionable things. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. Just the time I need him, Mary Frances, he's always near. So you're making a big thing out of this, preacher. No, I'm not. It's a fact. It's a fact. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart was weary, I never will despair. Can you say that? I never will despair. I wish I could. I do. I fail him sometimes by doing that. There is no reason to despair, Christian. You have God's promise. I know that he is leading to roll the stomach blast and the day of his appearing will come at last. It's been 2,000 years, preacher. Believe he's coming again?
Yes.
Do you care when?
No.
Doesn't matter, does it? We're going to be with him. 1,400 years, 900 years, doesn't make any difference to Jesus. He is eternal. No beginning, no end. Forever and ever and ever. Rejoice. Rejoice, oh Christian. Oh, how are you, sister of this moment? Rejoice. Rejoice, oh Christian. What if the world could really see Christians, no matter what? Joyful, positive. Lift up your voice and sing. You did this morning, sounded great. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him. If you're not one of his, seek him. Amen? The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. 52 years ago, I found him. No.
54.
He found me. 54, my son corrected me. Older than I look. None other is so loving, so good or kind. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. How do I know that? Because he walks with me. He talks with me. I hope Christ lives in your heart this morning. Let me close with the last two verses of our Matthew text. The last two verses of our Matthew text. Jesus came and touched them and said, "Rise, be not afraid." They had fallen on their faces. The sun was shining. Rise. Be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man except Jesus. You see him? That's all you need. It's Jesus. Amen? Jesus. Jesus only. He is all you need. Trust him. There you have it, beloved. The historical Trinity no man can disprove. The law, the prophets, and the church. You'll find them all right in here. In the words of the marvelous World War II English pastor and preacher J. Sidlow Baxter, I quote, "It was not the nails through his hands and his feet that held Jesus Christ to the awful cross. It was his love for you and for me."